I have always wanted to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones! Wow, the consummate and classic rock band Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood with Hackney Diamonds. Their first album of original material in 18 years and their first since the death of their great drummer Charlie Watts in 2021, though the drummer does appear on a couple of tracks. Keith Richards, one of the greatest guitarists in history, joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Scott. Hey, thanks for the build-up, man. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you. It's a pleasure to have a new record to talk about, you know.
Tell me how this comes about after, a number of years.
I wish I could explain the ins and outs. Obviously, we record all the time. And last year, we were on the road, and Mick looked at me. Look out. He's got something to say. Look, we've got to blitz a record here. We got to push it through and say, here we are, let's go. So I said, okay, Mick, let's go for it. And I'm still actually listening back to myself now saying, I don't believe we cut a record that quick, you know, but it was a great feeling. And the thing coming out of it is very good, you know, for me, you know.
We should explain, Hackney Diamonds is a British phrase, right? For what?
Oh, a Hackney Diamond is like a, you know, a really, you know, a good Saturday night that went bad. So it's what's left on Sunday morning. It's a broken glass and stuff. That's basically it, you know.
You never look at each other and say, you know, we really could just put our feet up and sit under the sun in Monaco or something.
Hey, we can put our feet up for a little bit, but, you know, it just... You're into this thing for all the way, really. I mean, this is what we do. This is what we love. And I got to see this Rolling Stones through. I'm gonna treat you right.
I'm gonna treat you good. What was it like to... Well, to not work with Charlie Watts after all this time.
As part of the Stones, it was difficult, made much, much easier by Mr. Watts himself, who had always recommended Steve Jordan, as if anything happens and blah, 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 Steve Jordan's the man. That first advice came many years ago to me, and that caused me to work with the expensive winos with Steve Jordan. So I've been working with Steve Jordan for almost 30, 40 years. It was a natural fold in for the events, but at the same time, I do know that it is with Charlie's blessing, which like makes us all a lot happy, you know. Come on.
This song is pretty blunt about some of the mistakes we can make in our life. Let's listen and ask you to talk on Mess It Up. So where's this song come from, Mr. Richards?
Hey, it's part of life, you know, because he laid this one on me. It was already done, cooked and fried, you know. So I just added my stuff in and put it there. But at the same time, I understand what you mean, and I'm sure that, you know, if you ask Mick, you might get a better explanation than from me.
Well, he's welcome anytime, but you're the guy we have here now.
I know.
I've never heard this story from you. You went to grade school with Mick Jagger?
Oh, yeah. Mick and I were at school together from about the age of 5 until 10. So we knew each other in that kind of period, you know.
I'm assuming you didn't play any music together then.
No, not then, no. We used to play around together. We knew each other well. I mean, we were like pretty good friends from that age. Mick was very, very bright, and I was very dumb. So Mick went into grammar schools, and I went to a technical school.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to learn a few things. And then we re-met during that period, sort of just after school, and found out that we, surprisingly enough, you know, not only knew each other, but that we both loved the same music and were like, you know, and both passionate about it. And that's really how we, you know, we re-met, and that's the Stones, baby. That's it.
Because what I've read and heard over the years is that you met on a train platform and one of you was carrying a Chess Records album?
Almost right. It so happened that we used to take the same train. I was going to art school, and Mick was going to the London School of Economics. Do you believe this?
Yes, of course. You said he was smart. Yeah,
you know, but this is the truth. And somehow happened that we suddenly got into the same carriage together, and I looked at what he was carrying, which was two albums, and one was The Best of Muddy Waters.
I got a boy child coming, gonna be a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone.
And the other was Rockin' at the Hops by Chuck Berry. Now, I had never seen anybody possessing such treasures in my life, man, because these were, you know, Chess Records out of Chicago.
And what was it about that music? Because it's, in fact, it makes an appearance on this album, too.
It was real. At our age, being like war babies and everything, I guess, it was, there was no showbiz about it. It was the stuff. You felt that you were listening to something rather deeper than most people were listening to. And the blues is about as deep as you can get.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea.
Actually, we're in an apartment, and we had our first gig. One of us was on the phone. I think it was Brian Jones was on the phone saying, we want to place an advert and say, we're playing in this place, so and so, so. And they said, what do you call? Do you have a name? And they said, oh, God, we haven't got a name. And on the floor was the same album. And on the back, the first track was Rolling Stone Blues. And
like, oh, my God.
Phone calls costing money. We're the Rolling Stones, you know.
Well, my mother told my father just before born. She said, you got a boy child coming, he's gonna be a rolling stone. He's gonna be a rolling stone. He's gonna
I covered Muddy Waters' funeral, by the way.
You did?
Yeah, he loved you, you know.
Oh, I know that. I did. I did once fall asleep at Muddy's house and woke up with Howling Wolves. Don't ask me how.
Okay. Do you dream music?
No, except that I do have to say with satisfaction.
Yeah.
I had this got, it was a new thing then, the cassette player. I put it beside the bed. I fell asleep as I did occasionally. And when I woke up in the morning, I realized that the tape had run from the beginning to the end. I'd woken up in the middle of the night, pushed the buttons and just played that phrase, and I can't get no satisfaction, da, 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 da. And the rest of it, the tape is me snoring.
You still enjoy performing, it sounds like.
Yeah, man, I love it. That's what I do. It's keeps me on my toes and keeps my fingers moving. And I'm still finding, you know, different ways of playing things and the way, you know, it's a learning process, even though you're getting to be around 80, you know, believe me, it don't stop.
Can those of us on the outside imagine what it's like to be Keith Richards in the Rolling Stones?
No, I have no idea what they could imagine. I am who I am, and I got my folks, and I've still got my band, man. You know, I got a band.
Yeah. So there's another album in the pipeline?
Whoa, you're really pushing. There's plenty more stuff left over from Hackney Diamonds to work on. There'll always be another one until we drop.
Keith Richards, the new Rolling Stone album, Hackney Diamonds. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. Nice to talk to you, man.